With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Yeah. At the club.
Daddy's always happy.
Daddy is out doing what daddy does. Bar with the bar, the bang, the bang. Diddy, 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 said the boogie, said up jump the boogie.
Don't bro me, please.
She gives it three pumps. So he gives me two pumps. And it didn't come out.
Go Beavers, how about that?
Good to have you along.
Thank you.
This is radio.
Oh, you're talking to
talking
the people?
To you. Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
If we have any listeners out there, it's good to have you.
I was happy there for a minute that you were thanking me, but...
Thank you for showing up today.
It was too much.
Thanks to me for showing up.
I had nothing else to do.
Appreciate Mike being here. I appreciate everybody.
What else were you going to do? I guess it was a nice day. Could have gone and played golf.
Yeah, that would have been fun. I would have liked that.
No? Got to be here.
Got to be here for the people.
I'm reading a story about a woman that tried to lengthen her neck to become a giraffe. I'll tell you what, the whole, she put metal rings around her neck.
Yeah.
And they just kept adding them.
She wanted to be a giraffe?
She wanted to be a giraffe woman. She was.
Did she know that she's not? Oh, giraffe woman.
Giraffe woman.
Okay.
Apparently she loved giraffes so much that.
Wonder why.
Oh, apparently it was something to do with the neck. So she used to wear like giraffe-like bodysuits around, and she wanted to be known as Giraffe Woman. So she spent 5 years putting metal rings around her neck, and turns out it's really bad for you, and you shouldn't do it. Because she saw these photos, I guess women over in like the Amazon would do this, and then they ended up with really long necks, and so she was like, oh, great, I'll be a giraffe. She didn't do a lot of research into this. It turns out it doesn't stretch your neck. It just pushes your collarbone down and breaks your ribs.
Okay.
It compresses your rib cage and pushes your collarbone down and causing severe trauma, but apparently it makes your neck look longer. So she did this for 5 years until she was so miserable and in pain she couldn't handle it anymore, and she's now removed them. It's like, remember the lady that
Does the collarbone... go back to its correct spot, or
no.
Has she damaged it forever?
Damaged it forever.
It
can, they say it presses your collarbone down. It can actually, women that do this can break your collarbone. She said the story I read said the people that do it over like in the Amazon, they do it when they're born, when they're still growing, and so the body is better able to adjust to it, even though they end up with real problems. This idiot did it when she was like in her mid-20s. And then the weights ended up weighing somewhere around like 8 pounds. And they said that may not seem like a lot, but if you have 8 pounds around your neck for 15 years, that causes serious issues. And then when she had them removed, she wasn't able to support her head anymore. The muscles had become so weak around her neck because her head had been held up by big metal rings. So she couldn't keep her head up. So she had to go to a chiropractor and go through like a strengthening process just to lift her own dumb giraffe head.
dumb giraffe head.
Yes. Like, how stupid can you be?
Wow. You said that so vindictively, but yes. It was so goofy sounding.
I'm reading about this woman, and she's like, well, you know, I regret nothing. Yes, you do, moron. You now have a messed up collarbone, a neck that's going to bother you for the rest of your life. And you didn't even bother to research if this thing actually worked to stretch your neck. You just broke your collarbone and messed up your ribs.
By the way, she's a hot.
Yeah, kind of.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah, but you said hot.
She's a hot. Yeah, I think she's a hot. I think she looks like,
Got a Katy Perry thing happening, maybe?
Little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit.
You into the big freaky giraffe neck, are you? A.K.A. the no. Merton Hanks? Except you be careful at the movies. You're going to have to, like, prop her head up at all times because it keeps tipping over into the popcorn.
Yeah, I see she's got, I think that giraffe... So there's a picture of her. She's clearly had some professional pictures done of yes. her as giraffe.
Her goal was to become famous off of this. And
yeah,
she,
shocking.
She even went so far as to try to make her own comic book named, get this, Giraffe Woman. What sort of superpowers does Giraffe Woman have?
These are people without their own identities.
Yes.
You know, these are it's like Fireman Ed or whatever. It's like, I don't have a life or a personality, therefore I have to make one.
Sure.
And hopefully people will like me.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But I will say this photo of her naked.
What?
With a giraffe, painted as a giraffe
yeah.
with the giraffe neck. It's kind of doing it for me. It's not bad. I'm telling you, it's not bad.
Now, I was not aware.
She's naked. She's topless, and she has...
Look at
you
that.
You see that? Her whole body's painted as if she is a giraffe, and it's quite... I don't know. I mean,
so let me ask you
this.
Isn't
that nice?
Are you now turned on by giraffes?
No. Well, that's a silly statement. But that's a kind of a hot photo.
Would any... All
right. Silly.
I'm gonna throw this one at you. So yeah, she that's a good photo of her,
right? Like, wrong there?
No, you're that's got to be heavily airbrushed because none of her regular photos look like that,
right?
That's clearly a professional shot,
exactly.
and there's angles and poses.
And the neck doesn't look too strained there. It just looks like she has a long neck and she put a bunch of necklaces around it.
Yeah. Now, granted, those. By the way, how bad does that smell after 5 years of having metal around your neck?
Do you think her neck like turns green?
Yeah,
I'm sure she would remove it and clean
it. You can't remove it. They're permanently glued.
The pictures show her half removing.
There are pictures showing her putting it on and off, taking it on and off.
Yeah.
No, that's when she had them removed. In the story, they say when she had to have it removed, she said it took about 15 to 20 minutes to do, and she said it was extremely painful, and they had to put like a solvent on there to eat away at the glue. For the rings, she never took those off. Those pictures of her, or that's of her taking it off after 5 years. The only way this works is so she started off with a couple, and then she would add more and glue them together. Those never came off her body for 5 years. So yeah, you can't take those on and off.
All right.
Those stay on.
All right. Well, anyway,
my question to you is:
What is her name? Her name is Sydney Smith.
She is very attractive.
Yeah. 30-year-old.
Yeah, the giraffe thing is pretty cool here with the paint. Wouldn't that be the same, though, for any animal? Like, it's not the giraffe thing that's making her hot. It's the fact that she's nude and is painted. Like, if she was painted up as a whatever, she was painted up as a zebra, wouldn't it be just as good? Or is there something alluring about the giraffe?
That's a good question. I would say...
Is it the white stripe that's, like, kind of right in the middle that you're like, hey...
No, it's not that. I think it's, one, it's a pleasing color because she just kind of looks tan, you know, with the brown there. So I would say that. Like, zebra, that would be a little strange, you know, too like, pale, you know.
A cat? Because that's what
No, see, the cat stuff.
Because the women all always are ready for Halloween. They're always sexy cats.
I don't like that stuff. I think that, forgive me, I'm going to offend some people here.
Yeah.
That, to me, shows that you're crazy, I think. Like, I just don't, I don't.
Oh, by the way, there's others in this series.
Not that this woman's not, but. Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Oh, I see that here.
Yeah, there's.
Plus nine.
Yeah, there's others. There's one of her in a squatting sort of position as a giraffe, which I'm not sure why you would do that as a giraffe, but.
But anyway, to get back to your question, I've never liked the cat thing.
Yeah, that's no good.
No.
So you're saying the giraffe is hotter than the cat.
There is something about this particular photo that is spot on for me. But I cannot draw any sort of formal conclusions about body paint as animals moving forward.
But we do know at this point that Rop is turned on by giraffes. That is a fact.
Wait, is Rop a furry?
I'm
a furry. What does that mean?
That means
is this some porn word that you two creeps know?
Yes, that's where you go home and you and the missus dress up in like they're like onesie pajamas, but like in different animals. You find like your sexual spirit animal and you guys dress up. And quite frankly, I feel like Rob's going to be on Amazon during the break Googling female giraffe costumes, and Nurse Nice is going to come home and Rob's going to be like, no. Put this on.
Now, here's
the
thing.
She likes giraffes.
I think that in this particular picture, the giraffe picture, mm-hmm. if her body was in the exact same position, mm-hmm. any animal would look good on it because it looks very much like she's just nude.
Yes.
And you can kind of ignore that it looks like a giraffe because she's just nude.
You know, that's a good point. It's a good point because it is kind of a skin tone where if she was dressed up like in like painted as an alligator or something,
she'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, it could be a little,
It looks like she's just naked, but she's not.
But yeah,
that's a good point.
It's a good photo.
And that's what I was saying about the color tone. It just looks like she's tan and she's got a little paint on her.
Yeah.
And body paint's pretty hot, right?
Sure. Who doesn't like body paint, right?
Right. So where do you get to the point where body paint is not hot?
Having you painted. if we painted you as a giraffe, that's not good.
I'm doing that for our next calendar. That's going to happen.
Can someone Photoshop the Rop Beefcake photo into a giraffe?
Yes.
In some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, can we make that happen? Is there someone that can take Rob's torso?
And then put a giraffe head on it, blocking out Potter's guns?
I'm just fascinated. I don't know why, but I got caught up reading the story, and I was like, how stupid, because it was talking about all the problems she's had. And I was like, how dumb do you have to be to wear that for 5 whole years, to strap something like that down and not realize that it's going to have a negative impact on your body?
Well, I don't know about dumb, but she's pretty desperate to...
No, she's dumb.
Look at me, sort of.
Look, let's be honest. She's not... this isn't a doctor. This is not a lawyer. No, I'm guessing her job is an hourly job, and that's why she wants to be giraffe woman. And someone on the text program also points out she has the I'm going to kill you kind of hot look about her.
A little bit. Yeah, there's a little crazy in there, but... I may be sticking my neck out here.
Oh, come on.
What?
You said that so slow as if we wouldn't catch what you were saying.
Oh, I don't think so.
Ahem, sticking my neck out here.
I don't think Suit caught it.
Oh, I caught it.
No, you did not.
Really?
You didn't catch my hot joke.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I think,
by the way, people asking where to find him, just Google giraffe woman.
It's literally the first article that pops up.
Yeah.
I always love that when people are like, where do I see this? I don't know.
On
the internet.
The same place I saw it. Just Google giraffe woman. Not that I was Googling giraffe woman. Maybe I was.
Although
we
could make it a little easier for you guys to see the stuff that we're discussing, but we're just lazy.
All right, sorry.
Find it yourself.
What were you saying now? Well, you were making a bad giraffe joke.
My hot giraffe joke.
Yeah, your hot giraffe joke.
No,
You said you may be sticking your neck out.
Yeah, but I think she needs psychiatric treatment.
Yes.
I mean, I think she's...
She seems like the type of person that you would have a lot of fun with, and then it would go really south in a big hurry, right? Like, that's... Yeah. Something bad's going to happen.
She looks a little bit like a hot China. Remember China? The wrestler who died?
Oh, yeah, I can
remember
see that.
Her.
But she's hotter than her.
No, I know. That's why I said I hot China.
Yeah.
But she has that bit of crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's something in the eyes.
Always in the eyes, man.
Yeah.
It is definitely always in the eyes.
It's something that's not quite right there.
The whole crazy eye thing, that's real.
Yeah.
That's very real.
Absolutely.
And it's true for men, too.
Also, if you are dating a woman and she has 15 metal rings around her neck and paints herself as a giraffe, that also may be a sign that it's not a keeper. that's more of a fun over a weekend sort of thing, and then get out of there and don't let her know where you live sort of thing.
Okay, well, one segment down without talking about anything we wanted to.
Well, I got derailed. I saw a giraffe woman, and it just it happened.
Well, you weren't kidding about the crazy eyes. I just looked for the first time, like, to pay attention. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
No. She's going to murder you instantly.
Yeah. Rob has to get to break because he has to order Danielle a furry costume.
No, body paint. I'll paint it.
Are you going to paint it?
Yep.
Would your wife let you paint her?
I'm an artiste.
Probably not. If you showed up with some acrylics, you went down to the craft warehouse.
Want to milk me?
And you rolled in tonight with a Bob Ross palette and a brush and said, hey, baby. You throw on this thong here, and I'm going to do some painting. How does that go over?
Probably, it's all a negotiation. It would just depend on what I was giving back to her.
Interesting. What would it take in order for that to happen?
I can't talk about that. And I have a very small one.
But you think she
can
would
we
be,
break, please?
You think she'd be up for the paint?
We need to swallow again. Again. God. Again. She may be, but she would need something in return. It's a negotiation.
To touch your taint.
Boy, we are way over.
Yeah, I've been trying to break for 5 effing minutes.
What does a giraffe sound like? Rawr. Please tell me you got that, Mike. Please tell me you cut that and have it when we come back.
I'm going to have it with the what does a giraffe sound like in the drop.
So I have to be prepared for his big giant loads.
Now we
always
should,
taking it too
now
far.
We should probably break.
Less is more. We'll be back.
A.com. Double sun power!
What does a giraffe sound like?
Rawr. Pretty good. That's pretty good.
A tie is a hell of a lot better than a win.
What?
Yeah, it was the thing.
Why did you say that?
It's trying to...
Well, I meant to say a tie is better than a loss. A tie is a hell of a lot better than a win. What does a giraffe sound like?
Rawr.
Weep, weep, weep.
He's does a great job.
We've been looking at body paint.
Show research only.
Yeah. We've been looking at different body painted
animals
on women.
Yeah.
That are painted as animals.
And I'm here to tell you that the giraffe,
there aren't many good ones.
No, there's not. The giraffe is way better than I thought. Like, I was like, who's getting painted?
It's one of the better ones.
It is. I was like, who's getting painted up like a giraffe? But the giraffe works. A lot of these don't. The tiger doesn't really work well. The Dalmatian and the zebra are awful.
The zebra's way too pale because of the white. And then the cheetah kind of looks like hives.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I kind of like what the cheetah's got going on.
You don't think that looks like chicken pox or something?
I kind of like I like the cheetah leopard. The snake is not good. No. I saw one dressed up as a cow, painted as a cow. That's disturbing and will haunt my dreams. Or in this case, my nightmares. Duh. But yes, the giraffe is surprisingly high up on the list of hot animals that you can be painted as. Go figure. Now, what about on dudes?
Hey, Rob, I got the perfect song for you to play when you have the paint.
What?
I have the perfect song for you to play when you bring the paint to your wife.
You set the mood, right? Maybe put down like an animal skin rug right underneath the easel there that you got going on.
So the safari role playing?
Yes. Maybe a big palm leaf there.
Includes me being on a safari and banging a giraffe?
Yes, clearly. You're clearly turned on by giraffes. So
on top
I say,
of the big like Land Rover.
My wife would be like, what? Wait.
On top of the bike rack on top.
You get yourself a little safari outfit, like one of those hats where the one side is curled up, which, by the way, why is that? Why in the safari hat is one side curled up and one side not? What purpose does that serve?
Good question. I'm gonna Google that.
I'm sorry, but that's all I can picture now is Rob in a little safari.
On top of the hood of a Land Rover.
waiting for Nurse Nice to come home. And then trying to explain what's happening. With Toto playing in the background. Although I'm not going to lie, this song's hitting me right where I need it right now. Little Kilimanjaro. You try putting Kilimanjaro into a song. It's a hell of a thing. Are you really Googling that over there?
Yeah. Those are called slouch hats.
See if you can find an answer for it. Well, this has been a hell of a club.
That ain't no bird.
Yeah, those are called slouch hats, and they're from the Australian Army. And I'm still trying to find out why one side is buttoned up.
Yeah, it seems a bit ridiculous, don't you think?
Well, there's got to be a reason. I'm going to need to do some reading. Can we break?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, actually, we can.
I like how Sook still has to check the timesheet behind him as if he hasn't been doing the show for 13 years.
That's a valid point.
Isn't it funny that when you Google slouch hat, like loser sudu hats come up?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of like hipsters.
Like the beanies and crap.
Yeah, yeah. You have to scroll through and like do
but
Australian.
But a real slouch hat. Oh.
A what?
A real slouch hat
is mind out of the gutter.
From the Australian Army.
By the way, I'm looking up where you can rent a safari outfit for yourself. Some of those knee-high socks. Can you please go home and just ask, or at least send a text message to see if she'd be up for something like this? I would like to know what her response is.
You need a compass that is attached to your front pocket, dangling out.
Well, I'm assuming the shirt's unbuttoned, like at least 5'6", right? Down? Just showing off some of the Australian chest meat. You could do a bad accent, if you will. Maybe a nice crocodile necklace. Bowie knife. I think Rob is honestly entranced by Toto right now.
Okay, the Victorian hat was
an song.
The Victorian hat was an ordinary bush felt hat turned up on the right side. The intention of turning up the right side of the hat was to ensure it would not be caught during the drill movement of shoulder arms from order arms.
What?
So that became even way more confusing.
Well, they, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
more confusing.
They had a drill
ever.
Movement that involved like, some arms, and they were just like, just pin up the top of the right side.
So it just stayed?
Head, shoulders, that? Knees, and toes?
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Knees and toes.
The best text that's rolled in about this whole thing, someone says, Nemec is F tonight. Anyone tuning in early for recruiting is so confused right now. Sorry, Andrew. Sorry.
I am not.
Slouch outs and Rop's giraffe sexual fantasies.
Slouch outs.
Slouch outs.
All right. Just stop talking. Let's get back on track and talk about hurricanes.
Can we really get back on track at this point?
Robots.
What does giraffe sound like? Yeah, I feel like at this point you just need to steer into the skid, buddy.
Lenny Dykstra.
You're not getting this one back on track.
Here's Mike.
The mountain is named Giraffe.
YouToday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, trying to get this show back.
Have fun.
It's very difficult to do, but I'm going to try.
Eagles, by the way, 21-6 over the hapless Giants.
Yeah, it's not looking good for New York.
No. That thing's going to spiral out of control so very fast.
They really suck.
Can I tell you, Pat Shurmur looks like nothing I thought Pat Shurmur looked like.
You didn't know what he looked like?
I don't think, well, I mean, up until this season, no. I don't think I would have been able to pick Pat Shurmur out of a lineup. I always thought Pat Shurmur had more of a kind of a fat, grumpy, old coach sort of vibe about him.
You thought he was Andy Reid.
Yeah, maybe not that. I was thinking more along the lines like a Brad Childress type. Or maybe you have a Dave Campo. And then this year when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's Pat Shurmur. Looks nothing like it.
Shurmur's sneaky put together.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of threw me for a bit of a loop.
Kind of like me.
The Italian beefcake that's going to go home and paint himself as a giraffe?
Not painting myself. I'm painting my wife.
But would you want to be a giraffe as well?
No.
No. sticking with the whole monkey thing you got going on.
What?
Yeah. Well, you're quite hairy.
Oh.
Yeah. Werewolf, if you will. Non-committal. So Rob's trying to play this off, but I think we know what's going to happen later tonight at the Rob household.
Has anybody ever painted anyone into a water buffalo?
No, I think that may be a first.
Is that hot?
Male or female? I think the water buffalo is more of a male thing, is it not?
God, do you ever look at a water buffalo?
Yeah, I know what a water buffalo is all about.
With the horns and everything?
Yeah.
God, that thing is ugly.
Yeah, it's not an attractive animal. Far from it. And it's like that in the wildebeest, right? They're always getting like, and the only time you ever see a water buffalo is on that nature video, and it's getting drugged down by a croc or
right.
some lion is gnawing
on
its
carotid. That is the only time you ever see a water buffalo.
Yeah. They're just that and the wildebeest. The only two things that they serve a purpose for is to be like, God, that's an ugly animal, and then watching it get killed on nature shows. Like, and maybe that's why, because it's so ugly and offensive, no one cares if he gets killed, because if something cute gets killed in one of those shows, everyone's like, oh, no one wants to see, like, the beautiful gazelle get ripped apart, but you're like,
baby
ah,
deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, tear apart the wildebeest. Yeah, get the water buffalo. I don't give a rip.
But I tell you what, if you were on drugs, like maybe acid or something,
yeah.
that wildebeest.
Stare a hole right through your soul.
Dude. Well, like, if let's just say you were kind of dumb and you don't really know much about animals.
Sure.
And you saw a wildebeest for the first time, I think you'd be traumatized. Like, those things are weird, man.
I know. They're strange. Like, which is uglier? I think the wildebeest is uglier than the water buffalo.
Yeah, the wildebeest is freaky.
Yeah, and it's got, like, fat rolls all up by its neck, and it's striped.
That is a freaky... It is a combination of, like, 18 different animals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. As if, like, God couldn't decide what he wanted, and he's like, eh.
I see a little goat. I see a little horse. I see some cow.
There's a ram, obviously.
There's a ram.
It's just...
I see some zebra.
It's all gangly.
I see some water buffalo.
Do you think that was like a prototype, like 1.0, like during the creation? Like you couldn't really decide on what you had, so you just kind of threw it all in one hodgepodge?
Was the wildebeest the first animal?
That was the platypus.
Yeah, the platypus is, but at least the platypus is two, right? It's a duck and a beaver. But this thing, Rob's right, it's got like 9, 10 different things in there. It's like a skillet breakfast. It's the animal omelet, if you will. It's a bunch of crap all thrown together, and none of it works. It's
Mm-mm.
a terrible-looking animal.
Mm-mm.
It has no.
Where do those things live? Like, how close do we get to wildebeesties?
I think that's like an Africa sort of thing.
Wildebeesties.
I think Africa, Australia. I don't think we have those.
They have them in Australia?
Yeah, I don't think we have those in our country.
Oh, there it is, right there. There's the map, the heat map, the wildebeest heat map.
Where the wildebeest is bringing the heat?
No, wait.
Yeah, it's Africa.
Oh, those are good news.
Yeah, the wildebeest is an African animal.
Yeah.
You got to go down on safari.
Well, is it
GNU? And again, I promise you, when you go on safari, you know where you find the wildebeest? Getting eaten by the lion, and that's what everyone wants to see. No one goes to see the wildebeest.
Although it's saying here that they are in North America. But what is the difference between a GNU and a wildebeest? I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it says right here, wildebeest also called...
GNU.
Yeah, GNU. Like Gary GNU?
That was my first thought.
And they're related to the antelope.
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, that's another animal you see in the antelope.
Where the deer and the antelope and the GNUs play. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue in the same way that an antelope does.
But they are in North America. We have them.
Yeah. I'm seeing here, yeah, and they are. They're related to antelopes, cattle, goats, sheep. See, it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but the wild... Okay, well... No. Anyway.
By the way, good job of getting the show back on track.
Yeah. You were right. You called this.
Really bang-up job. I knew.
I teased 8 things for the club, and you said we probably won't get to any of it.
Look,
and
that's why I said...
You were right.
The mountain is named Giraffe.
Yes.
We flew into the mountain. It was Giraffe. And we have not been able to get off it since 6:03.
100% correct. It was over the moment Rop See, I feel like I'm not going to take the blame for this one because I threw out the giraffe woman story. And I feel like that story would have ended in about 5 minutes. And then Rop Google imaged her and found the nude photo of her painted up. And once that occurred, then we went into the Top Gun flap spin from which there was no recovery. Like, you want to believe that you were going to pull it out of that, but Maverick couldn't do it and you couldn't either. And the rest of us are just goose and now we're lying dead in the ocean. That's what happened here.
Hmm. The GNU. Okay, so. Wow.
Rob being blown away by the GNU. Are you all right over there?
Yeah, I'm reading about GNUs. You guys want some hot GNU facts? Does that interest anyone?
The GNU. Are we even saying that right?
Yeah, I think it's called a GNU.
Okay.
It's spelled GNU, but I think it's called a GNU.
Yeah, GNU animal.
They're herbivores, though.
Yeah, sissies.
Doesn't that like, when you find out an animal's a herbivore, you kind of get disappointed. You're like, ah, that's no fun.
You only have respect for the carnivore.
Right, like the dinosaurs that were herbivores. You're like,
okay, candy ass.
Weenies.
No one has respect for it.
Puss. All right, let's go.
Yeah, we probably should.
Abort. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
To maximize your coverage at the best value, online at BISNETT.com.
Okay. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. Here is John. Hello.
What's GNU, boys?
No, just some hot, wildebeest talk, some giraffe painting.
I have a new segment starting tomorrow. It's called In the GNUs.
You know, I believe it. I believe that you guys would pull off an In the GNU segment, and I have confidence that you guys would make that work.
It's been a hell of a club. We were derailed by Giraffe Woman, and then we saw her painted naked as a giraffe, and we've not been able to recover. It was a flap spin from which no one could recover.
Well, how can you? At that point, you just go with the flap spin and take it all the way out to sea.
Yeah, pretty much.
What does giraffe sound like?
Yeah.
Now, I pose this question. What?
Hello?
What?
What?
Well, I posed this question to Rob, and I shall pose it to you as well. What would Heather say if you wanted to paint her up for some sexy fun time?
Paint her?
Yeah, paint her like a giraffe.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Yeah.
I don't think that would fly over here. I would have to think it certainly would not fly pre-sexy fun time. Like if that was the start of it, I said, hey, let's go paint each other and see what happens. No. And then in the middle of passionate sexy fun time, if I then took a left turn and said, hey, you know what would be awesome right now if I painted you, I'm gonna say more of a chance, but still not much of a chance.
Just trying to determine where we're at, because we had this internal debate about whether or not you can pull it off, because I'm telling you, if you Google giraffe girl, It's kind of good. And then we also determined that of the animals that you can be painted as, giraffe is kind of high on the sexy list.
I have a feeling, and I don't know, I have a feeling that that's one of those things that, like, the moment it's over, you regret doing it because there's a lot of cleanup.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
The payoff does not...
Yeah.
Exceed the pain in the ass.
Well, it probably wrecks some sheets and maybe a comforter or something. You probably have to put down some sort of cloth.
I go.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And in the moment, I can see you going with it. Like, hey, you know, this giraffe thing really works for me. Throw some paint around, see what happens. But I just have a feeling that the moment it's over, you kind of look at the mess and you're like, you know what, that's gonna suck to clean that up. I don't think I'm into that anymore.
There's a lot of stuff like that, like parties. Like if you throw a party at your house, like you're like, oh, this is fun, and then everyone leaves, and you look around, and you're like, God, really? Like there's plenty of stuff that the cleanup factor does not get enough thought into whether or not you want to do it.
Why do you think that is? Like why don't we do a better job of just cleaning up after ourselves, after someone else's party. Like, we instantly walk in the door and go, nothing matters, right? Like, yeah. I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yes,
I'm going to wear my muddy shoes. I'm going to leave my crap everywhere. Like, just because there are other people there, why does that allow us to do that?
I feel like we've watched one too many Beastie Boy videos, and you fought for your right to party in, like, 1988, and damn it, it's time to do it.
You'll take your tray at Carl's Jr. and you'll take it back to the garbage can when you're done eating. But at somebody's party, right. You're just leaving the drink on the cocktail
table. Putting that right there. Nobody will ever know it was me. Prove it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why that is. I bet there's something to that.
Well, and there's also an element, too, of the host never accepts help, because there's usually one person that's like, hey, can I help you clean up? And a lot of times I've seen the host be like, no, it's fine. When in reality, of course you'd like some help. My house is trashed.
Right. And that's funny, too, because I've done that. I've had people, you know, hey, can we help clean up? And you're like, nah, I think at that point you're just tired of people and you wanted to leave. Them helping you is sticking around longer. And at that point, you're like, we're done. Just go. And I don't want you messing with my stuff anymore.
The best part about living by my brother is all the family functions are at his house. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, you don't want to be hosting.
Nothing happens at my house. It's all over at his house.
No. And you know what my brother's classic at, Rob? This is a classic, my brother. Like, let's say Christmas Eve. Let's say we do Christmas Eve at my house, and we open gifts amongst each other. You know, you with me?
Yeah.
My brother is a classic Christmas. Leave the box here guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, in his defense, like, what's he supposed to do with the box?
Take the box. No. I gave you this gift in the box. You take the box home and dispose of it.
Oh, I see what you mean. So you give him like a helmet or something,
yep.
And it comes in a box. You will take it out of the box and leave the box at his...
Damn right.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. You're such a jerk.
And he leaves. He leaves at the end of the night, and there's a big pile of trash over where him and his kids were. His kids do it, too. I think he's trained them. They just leave, like, a new T-shirt in, like, a plastic wrapper, and the plastic wrapper's on the floor, but the T-shirt's gone. They're leaving me their trash.
That's right. I'll drop one of these. Hey, kids, why don't you go ahead and take that out of the box? We'll just take that home and leave Uncle John to recycle that.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
God.
Ah, it's the best part. It's why, you know, but then we just, every time I leave, I make sure his wife gets this one. You know, Heather, you do such a good job of these. You're just amazing at it. Yeah, I can't wait for the next one. Throw some praise. Make sure she knows that we love having it there. And then...
She sees right through your holiday crap. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but she likes to host.
She likes to host.
I think she's good at that.
She's great at it.
She's a talent.
Yeah.
All right, have a good night.
All right, see you guys.
Go get them. Good luck to you.
And when they come over to my house
with
for
whatever
something,
it is you're doing,
I make sure it's as uncomfortable for everyone as possible.
Right.
If it's the middle of winter, I'd turn the AC down.
Going to Souk's kind of sucks.
Yep. Anyone else that was like 51 degrees in there? Yep. Can we turn on the heat? Nope.
All right. Recruiting with Andrew Nimick is coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7. Joey Harrington among the guests here on 1080 The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of
What does a giraffe sound like?
Rawr. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.